Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features Elaine Orr and Donna Brown from Muncie.
This is Elaine Orr of Muncie, Indiana, for BookSpeak. You don't need to go to North Carolina to see tobacco drying, smell ocean spray, or walk among fall leaves in the mountains. Just pick up one of the 17 books in Margaret Marin's Deborah Knott Mystery Series, which began in 1993 with Bootlegger's Daughter. As the only daughter of a widowed, supposedly retired bootlegger and an occasional rabble-rouser herself, Deborah could seem an odd choice to run for district court judge in the mythical Colleton County, but she has the doggedness to run and the smarts to try any case. The books are a mix of Deborah's work as a judge, continuing relationships with her father and 11 brothers and their families, and, you guessed it, murder. With close friendships and the occasional romance thrown in, there's a strong setting for each book. You can almost see the fans waving in the small Colleton County churches, must stops during any political campaign in the South, and smell the biscuits and yellow beans. Marin does put Deborah in other settings around the state, sometimes sitting in for another judge, others attending a conference. I'm looking forward to 3 Day Town, the newest book set in New York City. The book's backgrounds generally blend well with the plot and Deborah's family. Hands on the pottery wheel or with a hammer building a house for charity, you know the locale. There is sometimes more than you want to know about the furniture industry in North Carolina, in Killer Market, or creating and selling pottery, uncommon clay, but not often. Marin livens the series even more in later books after Deborah's marriage. Romance can be a killer for a mystery series, but not for Deborah Knott. When a reader starts a series that has this many books, it's a special gift. Take Margaret Marin's characters to the park or pool and keep an eye out for The Buzzard Table, coming in fall 2012. This is Elaine Orr for BookSpeak.
I'm Donna Brown from Muncie, and this is BookSpeak. You've seen the photo, a long line of people climbing a narrow ladder to board a helicopter perched on the roof of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, the last chopper out to safety and freedom, April 1975. During the last chaotic days of America's presence in Vietnam, as the North Vietnamese Army advanced on the city, Last Men Out tells the story of history's largest helicopter evacuation. In a moment-by-moment, you-are-there narrative, we meet the young Marines in the embassy security force, deluded Ambassador Graham Martin, and local Vietnamese. We get inside the heads of President Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger, and even the NVA general-in-command. In those exhausting final hours, the Marines not only had to destroy vital papers and equipment, including thousands of dollars in U.S. currency, they also protected the embassy from the thousands of Vietnamese swarming its walls and made life-altering decisions about who to let inside its gates. As the final choppers carried their passengers to the waiting U.S. fleet, 11 Marines were left behind. They voted unanimously to defend the embassy roof in an Alamo-like last stand against the NVA and the hundreds of panicked Vietnamese in the compound waiting for helicopters that would never come. A last-second mission flew the Marines to safety as NVA forces neared the building. Authors Bob Drury and Tom Clavin interviewed the surviving Marines and conducted extensive archival research to tell this riveting story, including the revelation that the famous photo isn't what we've been told. It actually shows an evacuation from a nearby building 2 days before Saigon fell. But no matter, Last Men Out conjures unforgettable images of those 8 harrowing days. Truth really is better than fiction. For BookSpeak, I'm Donna Brown.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.